From Dorothy, it's April 5th, 2026, 1 p.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. U.S. Special Operations Forces rescue the second airman from a downed F-15E in Iran as President Trump issues a 48-hour ultimatum. President Donald Trump announced early Sunday that U.S. Special Operations Forces successfully rescued the second crew member of an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace. This mission completes a high-stakes operation that began Friday when the two-seat jet was struck while operating over southwestern Iran. Both crew members ejected, but only one was rescued near the crash site initially. The second airman remained missing behind enemy lines for nearly 48 hours before extraction. President Trump described the successful recovery as an Easter miracle in social media posts. He credited the rescue team with being brilliant and decisive despite a large enemy presence. The downing marks the first time an American combat aircraft has been shot down by enemy fire since the war began 5 weeks ago. Following the rescue, President Trump issued a stark warning to Tehran regarding the Strait of Hormuz.
President Trump vows further escalation in the Iran war and threatens to bring the nation back to the Stone Ages. President Donald Trump delivered a primetime address to the nation on Wednesday, declaring that U.S. military objectives in Iran are nearing completion. He threatened to escalate strikes on Iranian infrastructure if a deal is not reached within the next 2 to 3 weeks. The speech failed to provide a clear exit strategy and instead stoked global market volatility. Trump asserted that the United States has beaten and completely decimated Iran's military capabilities following a month-long campaign of joint airstrikes. He warned that the conflict would continue intensively to force a resolution. The president threatened to target Iranian bridges and electric power plants, citing recent strikes on the B-1 bridge near Tehran. The address drew sharp criticism from international allies and domestic observers for its lack of clarity regarding the war's endgame. Trump dismissed concerns about Iran's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, urging nations to take control themselves.
Oil prices surge past $110 a barrel as markets react to President Trump's threats of Stone Age retaliation. Oil prices surge past $110 a barrel following President Trump's address on Wednesday night. Some benchmarks reached over $113 as fears mounted regarding prolonged disruptions to supply through the Strait of Hormuz. The president urged nations dependent on Middle Eastern oil to take control of the strait, a move that prompted the United Kingdom to host talks with over 30 countries. The speech also highlighted a divergence between U.S. and Israeli war aims, while reports indicate Iran continues to fire missiles at Israel and Gulf states. Iranian officials dismissed Trump's claims of victory, stating that key military production sites remain intact. The administration has named the ongoing military operation Epic Fury. Critics noted that Trump's timeline for ending the war has shifted repeatedly over the past month, and his threats to target civilian infrastructure have raised concerns among international law experts.
More than 100 legal scholars signed an open letter criticizing President Trump's threats to target civilian infrastructure in Iran. The White House has reportedly suggested that the United States produces enough oil to sustain itself, a claim that drew skepticism from allies and energy analysts. More than 100 U.S.-based legal scholars signed an open letter criticizing the president's threats to target civilian infrastructure. They raised concerns regarding potential war crimes under international law. The administration has named the ongoing military operation Epic Fury, while oil prices surge past $110 a barrel. Trump also shifted responsibility for securing the Strait of Hormuz, urging oil-dependent nations to take control of the waterway. The president's comments came as U.S. stocks tumbled, reacting to the lack of clarity regarding the war's conclusion and the potential for prolonged conflict in the region.
Iranian state media releases images of the F-15E wreckage and announces a $60,000 bounty for the capture of the American aircrew. Iranian state media subsequently released images of the wreckage and announced a $60,000 bounty for the capture of the American aircrew. Israeli intelligence reportedly played a role in facilitating the mission, according to officials speaking on condition of anonymity. The downing of the F-15E occurred 5 weeks into a conflict that began with U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iranian infrastructure. The incident contradicted recent assertions by President Trump, who had claimed just days prior that the U.S. military had completely decimated Iran's capabilities. According to U.S. military Iran's capabilities officials, the F-15E was struck by Iranian fire on Friday while conducting operations in the region. Both crew members ejected and landed in a remote area of southwestern Iran before being extracted by Special Operations Forces.
That's your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmm.sh.